I hope the weather clears up. I hope you have a wonderful bike to work week, and I hope that the rain doesn't deter you from getting on those pedals. Have a great one. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, lifeafterradio.ca. It's where it's at.
For Arthur Cravan by Steve McCaffrey. A perfume like the sugary footnote. At this point, perfume, the two people are located in the two separate hemispheres of existing area of action. Drops. Footnote, the third person enters with each foot bisecting the double areas of interaction, perfume drops. The sweet thrash arousing these feathers, footnote, at any time between perfume drops feathers, the hemispherical areas of interaction may be altered, the V's. All like a clinch, footnote, penultimate adaption of hemispherical areas of interaction to be implemented at any time during prearranged duration of this interaction, perfume drops, all feathers clinch. When the shattered light is rose, footnote. This is entirely doubtful, as the fourth person must be introduced into area one of total areas of hemispherical interaction, perfume drops, all feathers clinch at colors. The type of entry permissible up to and including second pre-agreed shift of areas, perfume drops, all feathers clinch at colors, feathers all. The small enters what the odor colors. Footnote, at this point the line should be drawn across the first area of the hemispherical division of interaction to connect the parties, Cravan and nameless opponent, with lateral and diagonal terminal possibility points. A, what perfume colors, in prearranged shift to circulation of duration, AWSE, a perfume like the sugary drops, the sweet thrash arousing these feathers, all like a clinch, when the shattered light is rose, the small enters what the odor colors.
Salamanders lurking some tiva deals, throwing up the sushi left in the shark shack. Glowfish, they know this is dark and don't bark back. Parking the peninsula, sharpening the pendulums, pissing off the pirates with the gunship and the funky men. Thinking like a coward, lost sight of shower, sinking like the sunshine, shrinking by the hour. Underwater, underwater camera, keep the spear gun ready. Underwater, underwater camera, hold your kill hand, steady. Knock the chum back off the Kodak, sell some secrets. Hey, the shark's back! Underwater, underwater camera, lurk inside the web. Underwater, underwater camera. These cats is out to get you.
Lost inside your submarine, my heart just breaks in two. Every time I hear that song, I think I'm losing you.
Microphone maniac, maniac, let John, tenth dimensional, separate. 71, microphone maniac, J, what, whack, tenth dimensional, microphone maniac, let kick, John.
Pass a coconut stand, stand. It's a hundred grand. If I got the cuts, got the cost, damn cut, the cut is gone, it's just ain't safe. I'll have to take their block, their block. How many times does the office call? Before enough, enough, enough.
Dirty double cross. camera. Lurk inside the web. Underwater, underwater, camera. These cats is out to get you. Underwater, underwater, camera. Lurk inside the web. Underwater, underwater, camera. Out to get you. Down in the alley staring at the stars. Hockey bag full of fucking VCRs. Spray paint cars with fuck all that, yo, fuck this. Kick out the karma collectors, kick them out the arcades. Their tokens are bullshit, they ain't even our age. If the whole world's a stage, is my Penlix's page. Prophets plus pirates put P words in cage. We are word masters dominant, WMDs. Speak like we want and we piss where we please. We rock heretical rhetoric rhyme. Mr. Hand, if you're and I'm here, then doesn't that make this our time?
Electric John getting us off to a good start. If all is going according to my master plan, you're feeling maybe a little confused, and maybe laughing a little bit. That's my plan. It is Wednesday, May 13th, 6 p.m. I'm Julie Peters, and you're listening to Audio Text on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is your Canadian writing show. I like themes, and so I've chosen the theme today of anarchy slash chaos slash absurdity. Hence the confusion slash laughing of this beginning of the show. Partly because this past Monday I was at the Vancouver Poetry Slam Anarchy Slam, which was the slam that breaks all the rules and is all about anarchy, and there was some pretty hilarious stuff going down there. But also partly because I'm leaving tomorrow for Edmonton for a conference on poetry called the Poetries of Numerousness Conference. And the paper that I wrote is about Steve McCaffrey, who is the poet who wrote the piece that I read at the very beginning of the show today. And he has this really interesting theory about grammar and punctuation and sentences, which is that they're oppressive in a really similar way that capitalism is oppressive. Just as in a grammatical sentence, a word can sort of only mean what it means within the context of that sentence. A person living under capitalist rule can only be, you know, their job or how much money they have. They're not really free to express all of the different possibilities that that emotional individual has. So this is microcosming something like, for example, the word pine, depending on the sentence, might be a tree or it might be a yearning for something. Both ideas can't really exist in the same sentence if the grammar is correct. So basically, grammar oppresses us, punctuation oppresses us. And so one of the things McCaffrey does is try to escape this trap by creating poetry that kind of subverts all of those ideas and actually makes you aware of what you expect a poem to be like. And so that's kind of what I'm working with in this show. What do we expect from a poem, and how does that make us sheep? And how can we kind of escape that and listen to different kinds of poetry to become free emotional individuals with individual experiences of everything, including listening to this radio show? So you should be glad you're listening to Audio Text, because I'm liberating you, believe me. So before we get to some of the absurdist anarchic pieces that I have ready and waiting to blow out your ears over the airwaves, just a few listings, things going on in the city. First of all, tonight, May 13th, at Raw Canvas, which is 1046 Hamilton Street, it's the Art of Words Poetry Jam. It happens every second Wednesday of the month. There's an open mic and some features. This month, the features are Selecta, Wisdom, Quest Poetics, R.C. Wislowski, who you'll hear a bit more of later, and an open mic, and I'm probably going to be partaking in said open mic. This event is also hosted by Scruffmas, so go check it out. It's in kind of an art bar. It's a really interesting place to check out if you've never been, and the poetry is top quality. Also tonight, May 13th, also every second Wednesday of the month, at 6:30 p.m., Poetry Around the World is happening at Indigo Books and Music, which is 900 Park Royal South in West Vancouver. Hosted by Lucia Gurea, it's a multilingual poetry open mic, and there are writing exercises at the end of the evening, so if you're in that end of town, maybe go check that out. Thursday, May 14th, tomorrow at Robson Square, there's at 7 p.m., the Robson Reading Series is presenting a night of pregnancy and birth stories with authors Caroline Adderson, Bill Gaston, Dee Dee Crane, and Anne Fleming. May 15th, Friday, at the Alice McKay Room in the Vancouver Public Library, 350 West Georgia Street, at 7:30 p.m., free. Shane Coizan, who you've heard on this show before, is going to be reading from his new novel, which is called Stick Boy. He's a really known spoken word artist, and he writes novels as well, so it's a good thing to maybe go check that out on Friday, May 15th. Also, Friday, May 15th, there's a lot going on. I know, as always, it's tough to keep it all straight. Emily Carr University, which is 1399 Johnston Street, at 7 p.m., authors John Stale and Eileen Stalker are going to be there launching their new book, Public Art in Vancouver, Angels Among Lions. So that should be an interesting other perspective as well. Monday, May 18th, the Vancouver Poetry Slam is happening as always. It's one of the regular season slams. That's at Café du Soleil at Commercial Drive and 5th. And this week's feature is Mary Pinkowski. I don't know much about her, but the features are always really interesting to go check out. Tuesday, May 19th, which brings us up to the next time I do this show, John Asfor is going to be at the Vancouver Public Library at 7:30 p.m. It's a free event. It's the Library and Historic Joy Kogawa House is presenting Fields of My Blood author John Asfor, who will present poems in English and Arabic with performers Adrian Wong and Marcus Youssef, which also sounds really interesting. You can check out more about that at www.kogawahouse.com. So, moving right along to our poetry today, we'll see if we can liberate some souls through this week's half an hour show. First off, I'm going to play for you my favorite poem from the Anarchy Slam this past Monday. It's Julie Perel's emo poem. So do you feel subverted yet? Part of the reason I like that poem was because the way I saw it, I thought Julie was kind of making fun of what the poetry slam or any poetry reading can be. You know, we get up there and we read these really emotional poems, and the more raw and honest they are and sad a lot of the time, you know, the better they do. So she thought, well, why not just get rid of the middleman and just sob uncontrollably on stage? I thought this was hilarious. I thought it was a really great comment on what poetry is sometimes, and it was kind of making fun of its audience in a little bit of a playful way, which I thought was great. And what I found so hilarious about this is that I was, I think, one of the few people in the audience who actually had that interpretation. And there were a lot of people who said things like, oh, I want to give you a hug now. Like, how do we make her feel better? Like, she was actually crying. And I don't really think that that was the point. I thought it was quite sweet of the Commercial Drive crowd to, you know, like, want to make her feel better and not really understanding that the joke was kind of on them. So more poetry just like that coming up after this announcement.
What is that? I know what that is. That's music.
For $15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audiopile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with it? with your life.
I want to rock.
Arv lit a starvey, who's yarblin cum gimbal. Aye. Twiz ooble bramblin Gretchen. Our narvin barna jiglin diz wiggler. Tripesin and flaggin through wander split, larkin de boostin. Des flemin mingle vid hoisty purple. Arby gooden portak stinglegoy. Dorden 9 foot nidley. Dorden 9 foot cardam. Oi! Dardem semper faget, K fabri dunhe, ha yiz be flergen arts, yiz be flergen arts. Carbon yez be doy evlip, harglu parked oop de fliggin kydrin, barst its bin slide de skadget, tors igly, tors tierbly igly, blarge was cargan et perlin. Oint Norman Ainbud Carlin. Tars viz streeblin doin me chicks. Arb de kydrin bleck. Harmon Fijan Utra Boobly. Harmon Fijan Utra Boobly.
R.C. Wislowski, a man who gets it relentlessly. Oops, sorry about that there. Now that you've been thoroughly confused, I hope I have some slightly more easy to understand poetry coming up.
All right.
Yes. Yes. On the edge. Don't fucking push me. Now I'm over the edge.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yes, you are. And before that, you were listening to Barbara Adler. I should mention that that was actually at the Anarchy Slam. Martin Fitkiewicz was doing a cover of Barbara Adler's I'm So Anarchic piece, and he was actually lip-syncing kind of interpretive dancing a little bit to it. So the audience was loving it. It was a pretty fun event. This was one of those slams where a mere recorder was not enough. You needed some of the visuals as well. Coming up next, Leif Norman, who was the feature at the Anarchy Slam. Leif Norman, the feature at the Vancouver Poetry Slam and the Anarchy Slam. Next up, a piece from Patrick Swan.
This is a soft lip kissing, Texas high top washed down with whiskey that drips little wishes of red dress ripped from your sweat-stained skin. This is fatigue and frenzy making stock clock empty feelings of wanting to build four walls and a ceiling using only my mind. Just so we can have someone to be the fuck till I'm blind. Otherwise, I'm gonna see polka dots for the rest of my life. At least that's how I feel in this 6 a.m. hotel hallway end of tonight. And tonight, I wanna tell you that sweat and alcohol has never tasted so good. No, right now you taste better than any woman ever could. No, right now you taste like all women should. Perfect and soft. With lips so full of secrets, they need a combination lock that need love poems to be opened, but the combination's been lost. That's right, your true love could be claimed at the lost and found, but you have to describe it to get it back. And by the time that can happen, you've already left town. So I say, fuck that. I think you're cute as all hell. I'm gonna taste your mouth one more time before I hear the elevator bell descend it tomorrow with promises of, well, I'll try to come visit. I wanna dig into your skin with the tips of my fingers and sacrifice any feelings that linger that might make you think that love poems could win you, because my words could never fuck you as bad as I want to right now. So sure, you ask? Because one time I made love to someone and my lung collapsed. So if you still think I'm not up to the task, let me tell you this. I've only got one heart, but I do have an extra kidney, and I'd be willing to wake up in a hotel bathtub full of ice if you just spend a little time with me. You see, I'm not much for romance, but you have to believe that when I say you take my breath away, it's because I'm gonna be struggling to breathe. So pray for me. Pray this will end safely. Oh, Lordy, pray for me. And if you're not religious, then don't feel ashamed when you're... I Israel back and you start calling God's name, because I'm not trying to convert you, but I'll be to blame when you finally die and all your sins washed away, because the man upstairs is impressed with how loudly you praise the God you don't believe in every time you came. And I know a lot of guys brag about being a great lay, but a collapsed lung or missing kidney would be totally worth the pain for one night together in a Texas heat wave, because when this 6 a.m. hits you on the next plane, and it won't break my heart, but it'll drive me insane, because those dots on that dress have taken over my brain. So if you really love that dress, then you better buy two, because if I ever see you in it again, I'll look at you once and it'll burst into flames, because all this heat and whiskey has been carefully stored away and labeled, handled with care in the spontaneous part of my brain, and it's been ready to explode ever since today when I opened my mouth to talk so that you could hear me say, I think you're cute as all hell. I want to taste your mouth one more time before I hear that elevator bell descend to tomorrow with promises of, well, I'll try to come visit.
That's Patrick Swan, and now to send us off, a little bit more poetry from the king of, let's say, absurdity, just to piss him off, Steve McCaffrey. This poem is called Instruction Manual. Open the blade to read the word knife. Property, a loophole logic, films developed underwater, happiness. It was the morning after which big festival, heteroclite, verbs divulge each driving hazard, inching into human coal, precession, hooks reduce sculpture to a hanging lint, field practices, interpolate, who me? A plant is any upright animal, the earth and every star, two twins, success. We didn't hire him for the vinyl tie, fallacy. A town in Florida invented ragtime. Hegel's truths appeal to left-hand shoes. Mediation. Papal populism grows by way of colorful tectonic shifts. Equation. Sir Thomas Wyatt sold his soul to phonocentrism. Nostalgia. All keys quiet in the western door. Gender. Oblivion hates to enter sequence. Personification. Focus comes attended by a box like thatch. Insignia. These were three parentheses. Koan. Which what exists? Circuitous. Economy seeks out our situated spas. Hesitation via stanzas. Bathos. My heart is opening like a wet umbrella. Rhyme tempts the rational to attack. Taciturnity. We asked the time. Modernity. It's on the wall. Semiosis. Each atom palpitates between two sentience. Death diagnosed as convalescence in a novel. Prescription. Only a dentist can tell you how certain mimosas peel away from chalk. Allegory. The two blue sofas twice between a shaft of stationary peach. These are the sentences you have to paint. Synopsis. Male insecurity accounts for narrative in politics. Destination. The most beautiful phrase is this line. So that was Instruction Manual by Steve McCaffrey, poet, philosopher, academic, crazy man, amazing man. I hope you enjoyed the show today. I was going on an absurdity kind of theme and a let's break free from the shackles of grammar kind of theme. I hope you feel liberated. I certainly do. So thanks for listening once again. This is Audio Text on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can podcast it from CITR.ca if you want to hear anything again, or if you want to podcast past shows or future shows. And if you do have anything that you want to send to me directly, you can email me, Julie Peters, at audiotechcitr@gmail.com. Thanks so much for listening. I'll be back next week.
You people feel like making some noise tonight.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Cookie Monster's favorite radio station.
Good night, Chicago! Brutal!
last time you left the city? Do you have a girlfriend? Is she pretty? Have you ever told her all about me? And how well you've done without me? We used to build fires in our backyard.